It's probably been years since the last time I wrote something with the word firstly, secondly, or thirdly in it. It's not that I don't have occasion to use these words. Often, especially in my newspaper column, I make a series of points that lend themselves well to this kind of numbering. But instead of heading them up with firstly and secondly, I try to remember to use first and second instead. And I have good reason. Pretty much every time I've used firstly or secondly in a column, some reader or readers have scolded me for it. The people who write me these emails are downright emphatic that I was wrong to use these words. Sometimes they even get a little rough about it. Yet they're remarkably bad at explaining what exactly they think is wrong with firstly or secondly. In fact, I've never once been hit with a cogent argument as to why it's wrong to start a sentence with firstly. Most are about as well argued as this comment I found on a blog post about one guy's grammar peeves. Quote, "Firstly is not a word. What you mean is first." I should add that this was by a blogger who was offering the information as part of a grammar peeves wallet card, a handy guide anyone could print out and carry around in his wallet for great grammar on the go, and who, after he got this idea from a reader, thought, quote, "That's a great idea. I'm going to be rich. If only we weren't giving this stuff away for free." Poor guy probably had no idea how much money there is in offering good grammar information, not to mention hogwash. Like so many people pushing grammar myths, all this guy had to do was click over to the nearest dictionary. Here's what he would have seen. Firstly, adverb. Definition, in the first place, or first. So not only is firstly a word, it's a synonym for first. I think that other people who dislike firstly dislike it because they don't understand sentence adverbs. These are the people who think it's wrong to say, hopefully the train will arrive on time, because they think the adverb hopefully must be modifying the verb arrive, and that therefore this sentence means the train will arrive in a hopeful manner. But in fact, hopefully is a sentence adverb that can mean I hope or it is to be hoped that. It's the same idea with firstly. Yes, it can modify a whole sentence, and yes, it is a word. And by the way, secondly is in the dictionary too. So why then do I stick with first and second instead of using firstly and secondly? Because frankly, it just doesn't seem worth having the same argument every time I use them.